哦，除贵之战第二讲，
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm ready.
老师，老师，教会大家早安。
So the last time I was here, excuse me, I was telling you about my nephew Donnie and I starting a small business together.
上次我在这里跟大家提到了，我和我的外甥叫 Donnie， 跟他在一起开了一个小生意。
And so what was this business? It was used items. So if you remember, Donnie is a mechanic, so we were primarily dealing with used cars, but we were also refurbishing boats,scooters, jet skis, and pretty much simply anything that has a motor.
Okay, 大家想知道一下这个什么生意，是一个关于旧货二手货的生意。如果你还记得的话，我曾经说过我的外甥啊，当年他是一个机械师，这样的自然而然的就是和一个机械师在一起呢，那我就做旧手那个车，那个是不光是做车，还有做其他的小轱辘车、小船，还有那个水摩托、滑艇。我不管怎么样，只要这个东西有引擎、有马达，我就敢做。
Well, we finally were able to fix this jet ski. Now, jet ski is that, you know, 11-foot boat. You sit on it yourself, in case some of you don't know. And of course, you know, one of the real horrible things you got to do when you fix these things is test drive them. You know, I had to force myself to get on it and get on the water.I mean, it was really a hard thing to do, to get on a little jet ski and, you know, have fun.
Yeah, 大家都知道，总算是我们做这个生意，总算是修了一个东西，这是一个小滑水艇。你看，大家很多人那个叫水摩托，这个东西呢，那个修好了以后总是要试一下。这个东西大家可能有的人不知道，就是7英尺长，那个很快，有一个很强的一个马达在里面，而且这个小东西在水上漂浮呢，很难掌握。这样的就好了，是修好了，但是我们还是需要把它磨合一下，这样的在机械过程中里面才能把它那个运作正常的运转。
Well, it's about, Mike, let's say it's about this tall, and you kind of, you know, you get on it like you get on a horse. You want to get on with me, Jeff? You get on it like a horse. It goes about, this one's a little slow, it only goes about 50 miles an hour in braking stage.
Yeah, let me translate
it. Okay.
我们在一起呢，就表演一下，他说这个小东西有这么长，这么大，两个人可以上去，他走在前方，我走在后面，在一起操作。这个东西呢，开起来呢，在磨合期的时候都已经有50英里，在一小时的时速。Go ahead.
So when I was a kid, I had one. It went about 35 miles an hour.
在我小的时候呢，我有一个呢，但是不如这个厉害，那个也就是三十几个英里一小时。
哎，我给
你说什么？翻那里会木。
Well, way back there would be a rope and somebody standing on a knee board, which is.I'm sure you know what a knee board is. It's a piece of wood, basically. It's a piece of foam.
Okay. 大家想象一下，在后面差不多有到椅子那么远的地方呢，有一个很长的一个线，一个很结实的绳子，一个拉着一块板，这个板呢叫那个叫梯板。这个梯板呢也不是什么了不起的东西，就是一块木头而已。
So you turn the throttle and.
打开离合以后呢，
pull this person out of the water.
Yeah, 打开离合以后呢，噗，车就开了。首先是我就会飞
到前面。And this thing maneuvers like this, and you go, and the person behind you. But,
哎呀，这个东西开起来了，很不容易的，扭来扭去啊，但是也很灵活，很灵活的。这前面的人呢扭扭，后面的人就跟着一晃一晃一晃。
This new one goes twice as fast.
这个新的呢有两倍的速度，但是比我那个厉害。
So it was, you know, it wasn't a Yamaha. Do you know that the Japanese, the name is actually have a motor sound? Did you know that? Yamaha. Yamaha.
You can't translate
that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yamaha.
他就说的那个日本的那些那个工厂产生那个有雅马哈还有卡瓦萨奇啊，就跟他的声音很像，像那个雅马哈就是呀，大家都知道这个声音。
So the last time we were talking about things we valued, specifically valued others, and as I reflected on this jet ski in comparison to the one that I used to own, I realized, you know, my values changed a bit.
Okay, 上次我们谈到了价值，我刚才开了玩笑，但是谈到很就很重要的问题，就是价值，特别是关于那些有价值、那个良朋益友，是我们珍惜那些亲人、我们接近的那些很认真的接近的人。当我回想起这次在这个水摩托上玩的这么高兴的时光，再比较一下我八十年代的时光，这里面有一点点区别，就是我过去很喜欢这些那个这些这个冲动的这个刺激，但是现在我不同了。
So back in the 80s, what I valued most was that adrenaline rush and the fun of the jet ski. Now I value my life.
现在在八十年的时候，再重复一下，八十年的时候我更钟爱在水上摩托的那种心颤的那种刺激的那种冲动，但是这次我不一样，我更珍惜我的生命。
Seriously, as we get older, our values change, don't they?As a matter of fact, not only do our values change, but we also grow and mature. We've learned from the mistakes of our youth, we've learned what is important.So here's a question for you. As you grow older in Christ, are your values changing? Are you the real you, the spirit, the heavenly being that's inside of us?Growing and maturing.
就是我们我所说的是真的，就是我们的灵魂是上帝在我们里面那个单元那个成分，在这个方面里面这个成分这个单元就是不是在成长？我们自己问心，扣住这个问题。
Are you spiritually the same as you were the first you were when you first came to Christ? Because if you are, it's time to reevaluate.
你是不是跟初信的时候没有什么两样？变改变无多，况且。即使如此，假如真是如此，这真是你需要重新审定一下你的价值观念、你的人生的排列顺序的时候。
And reevaluate means to redetermine your priorities or to redetermine what you value.
我说的重新审定，重新审定是指排列你的生活里面的优先顺序，而且你的关注的次序，还有做这些事情的前后一个程序过程。
So let's recap a little bit what we talked about before. We'll go over the first three points. So let's look at the slide. So the common thread was value. We are keeping these sentimental things, these things that we hang on to, like what I was talking about from the storage lockers and what Sandy and I have in our garage and what some of you have in your garage because of their perceived value.
Yeah, we leave a lot of 杂七杂八的、破破烂烂的东西。这些破烂东西虽然是不值得，但是对我们来说很重要。在我的橱柜里，在我的储藏室里，在你的储藏室里，因为这些东西有很多的这个感情上的。
And then the next thing we discussed were the most important thing in our life, which is relationships. In the past, we examined the hierarchy or the progression of these relationships beyond acquaintances. We have casual friends. Look at these. There it is. Acquaintances. We have many, maybe hundreds, maybe dozens of people we know. Casual friends, they're created by the circumstances. And friends, they graduate from casual friends and simply we give them more time. They're the most valuable.
Then
comes good friends.
然后在这个这些我们日常的朋友里面有一个小的团体就是我们的很好很好的朋友。
And they receive the most amount of time. And finally, the highest category we called valued others.
最后这部分这个超过朋友我觉得应该是良朋益友至亲至上人。
And to remind you quickly, we talked about 5 investments and what would it need to have a significant relationship with them. And I called this a relational investment.
那我刚讲过，在这个建立这个关系里面，我们人生里面必然要生活在关系里面，在这个关系里面周旋。所以，怎样在这个关系里面，怎样投入、奉献、怎样投资，这是一个很重要的事情。我要在这里多讲一些。
With acquaintances, it's very low. With the other end, it's extremely high. And when it takes more of our time, it gets harder. It's not very easy, is it?
那在这个这里面，这个我们说过这个前后这个金字塔的话，这个就是点头的泛泛之交，我们交往的时间只是几分几秒。在好多朋友呢，我们就花多一些时间；对于至亲朋友、至亲好友，那我们花的时间就是我们能花多少花多少。
The Bible has a lot to say about relationships. We're created to be in relationship with one another. So we're going to look at a couple verses and Jeff will help you out with that.
Okay. So, 下面几页经文，我跟大家一起念一下，然后就两句回来念好了。两个人都比一个人好，这是传道书4:9-10。两个人都比一个人好，因为两个人的劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有人扶起他的，这人就有祸。
We are deeper, we are richer and more meaningful people because of the valued others in our lives.
也正因为我们生活里面很多的朋友很多知心好友对我们的生活有意义
I mean I hope you'll see the return on our investment and of what we put into the relationships based on this very next passage
所说的投资就是投入和产出我们看一下投入和产出的关系下面是箴言也是箴言箴言是27这里面我给大家念一下铁磨铁磨出刃来朋友相伴也是如此
Let's look at the next one
好再往下来格林多9-6，少种的少收，多种的多收，这句话是真的，这就是投资的概念。
Okay. What you sow is what you reap.
你种你收。
Value relationships take work.
关系发展需要精力，需要投入，需要培养。
What we put into them, and what we might get out of them.
那这个一句话就是就像栽什么树苗结什么果，撒什么种子开什么花。
No, why do we invest our money?
为什么我们投资？我们用我们钱去做投资
？To get a return.
就是为了有回报余地。
But our motivation for investing in relationships should be to give.
但是我们今天讲的并不是得到那个就是利益的回报，而是把它推出去。
And we're investing in the kingdom of God.So the first one was the investment of interest and the verses follow.
Yeah, 这个现在我们讲这个就是这个怎么讲呢？就是感有所至，情之所长。你把你的感情投入进去。
Proverbs 18:1.
我们看一下箴言18:1，与众寡合的，独自寻求心愿，并恼怒一切真智慧。
And let's look at Philippians 2:4.
二 和四，个人不要单独单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The second investment was the investment of acceptance.
第二是关于就是接受，就是接纳、宽容、及时为之付出。
Acceptance is attention given unconditionally.
就是这个这里面这个接纳就是在给出的时候是无条件的。
I'm accepting you for who you are, where you are, what you can become, and no matter what, let me say that again, what you can become, no matter what, I'm going to love you.
接纳是无条件，就是我们接纳这个人，这个人就是这个人，他站在那里，他也不改不变，不折不扣，不增不减。无论他就在那里，他就是他。不论他今天是谁，他将来做什么，我们要接受。再重复一遍，无条件，不论他是谁。
Let's look at Romans 15.
我看一下罗马书十五七，那个经文是这样。所以我们要彼此接纳，如同耶稣接纳你们一样，要使荣耀归于神。
Why should we accept one another? Well, because we're all different.Because God created us this way. Unconditional acceptance says this, I love you, period.
为什么我要接纳别人？因为上帝告诉我们回，各有回，性情如人，各有不同。接纳别人就是传达一个这样的信息，上帝在说我们，对我们讲，也对其他人讲，就是我爱你，不管你是什么人。
Those of you who are parents, I want to remind you of the one thing I specifically said about being a pastor primarily of young people. I've seen a lot of conditional love given to children by their parents.
作为一个主要是从事于这个青年阶段的施工的一个牧师，这么多年，我看到了太多太多的这样的事情，就是很多的父母，他们对他们的孩子所做的爱，这是有条件的，是要他们做他们。
Some of us as parents look at our children as a blank canvas which we can paint any picture we want on it. They get our genetic code, and therefore we have the opportunity to shape them to fulfill our dreams, not necessarily theirs.
OK, 我们有一个家长呢，就是把这孩子呢机械的看成一块画布，一块挺光的。孩子这样想，他们是这样想，孩子既然有我们的基因，长大了，我们有这个条件，我们有这个机会，而且我们想把它打造成、锻造成我们梦想里所造成的，是我们的梦想，不是他们的梦想。
And some of us even do this with our spouses.
有的人对我们的配偶也是这样做的。
We compare them to so-and-so's wife or so-and-so's husband. Look at what he does, and she cleans the house better than you, and...This happens all the time, and what this kind of judgment is a judgment of value.
Okay, 我们对那个配偶也这样的，有的时候我们就说的，你看人家的丈夫，你看人家的妻子，你看人家这个人，这个丈夫这个把那个房子收拾的打扫的这么干净，你看看你。然后我们这个什么这个观念，这个在评价这个观念是什么观念？是一个对比、攀比的观念。
And the scarier comparison is comparison to that perfect.Husband or wife or child that we have created in our own imagination. You know, there's an old movie called The Stepford Wives where they're kind of like robots and they do everything so perfectly, yet that's not true.
更可怕的比我刚刚讲的更可怕的是这个我们把这个脑海里面这种那个完美的那个人用到我们的现实生活里面来比较我们的太太、我们的妻丈夫、我们的孩子，就像那个电影里面的那个把这个人都变成机械的完美到了一个机器人的层次，到这一个境界里面。
Nobody can measure up to that.
可以告诉你，没有人会达到你的标准。
Sometimes it bothers us. A lot of times it bothers us.
有的时候这样的想会让我们很感觉困惑。
It distances ourselves because, you know, we look at those valued others as not fulfilling what we want them to be.
有的我们这个困惑的时候，我们觉得这些这个我们的妻子、我们的妻子这么近，他们达不到我们的要求。 这样子让我们的与他们远离，就与他们隔阂，然后让他觉得他们达不到你的标准，所以就感到很无奈，很失望。
We demand more than what they might be capable of doing. When they don't succeed, we heap even more pressure on them.
那我们不理解他们，我们要求他们说他们能力所达不到，在他们达不到的时候，我们一直在加压力，慢慢这个压力越加越大。
So let me remind you of the first action step of the investment of acceptance, and that is promote differences.
让我们看另一个要素，在于这个在感情投奉献和投入的这个另一个要素，就是鼓励倡导不同的个性。
And the second action step was forgiveness.
啊，这个呢，刚到另一个行动的要素就是说原谅和宽容。
The Bible makes it pretty clear about the gift of forgiveness we get from God. It's available. It restores us. It's free.
圣经里面清楚提到了上帝给我们这种宽容的这个能力啊，这个礼物是不需要付钱，是无偿的，你可以得到，而且是存在我们心中，我们可以随时取用。
But it's also clear that his forgiveness is conditional. It's conditional on our forgiveness of others. Listen to Matthew 6. But if you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins.
那这里面有一个很深奥的概念，就是上帝都刚才讲过是无条件的哈，这里面有一点有条件的，上帝给我们的爱是有条件的，条件就在于我们把他无条件的爱去给其他人，在无条件的情况下，我们看一下马太这个福音，这样呢我们可以对这个理解有个清楚的概念。这里面马太六章十四，就念好了，大家跟我一起念好，我不饶恕人的过犯，你们天父也必不饶恕人的过犯。
When it comes to investments, not only do we have the investment of acceptance and the investment of interest, we have the investment of experience.
这个我们刚才讲过，就是投资旅行，这样的它有那个这样的我们的投入才有真实，还有这样的个人的这个体会。但其他的另一个重要就是我们有一个经历，个人经历要同甘共苦，风雨与共的这样的一个个人经历，与其他人在一起。
When I talked about having experiences with one another, I was talking about a positive experience and even negative experiences. These experiences which add to the depth and the richness of a relationship. And if you remember, under those two experiences were the actions, laughter and comfort.
那我所说的这些共同经历，这种同舟共济，是不论在是关于不在好的情况下。不在坏的情况，在阳光的时候，在阴雨的时候，这样经历都在一起经过，这样才能使我们的关系能够加深，能够丰富。
Let's look at Proverbs 15.
然后我看一下那个箴言十五三十，大家一起念一下好了。眼有光，心喜乐，尽心是。
Yes, sir. I can be chubby.
他说：“
Let's look in Proverbs 15:13.
然后再看一下箴言的这个下一个，这个大家一起念好了，这个很好听。心中喜乐，心中忧愁。
And the second action step was comfort.
要另一个，我们说过一个关于欢笑，我刚才忘记了，这是很长。另一个就是安慰，就在共同的经历里面，要有欢笑，有安慰，有体贴。
I think experiences become very rich when we share the pain with a valued other.
在痛苦的时候，我们就跟其他人的那个就是一起分享，一起担当的这种经历是极其有效的，就是加深关系。我们生活里面经常会体验到这种情况。
We display comfort. I mean, nobody enjoys pain, but pain happens, and pain.Is a gift. If we didn't have pain, we wouldn't know that something is wrong.
Okay, 在这个痛苦的时候，那个这种安慰，这种暂时的安慰是非常感人的。而且没有人喜欢痛苦，哪个人喜欢痛苦？但是痛苦是一个礼物，是上帝给我们的一个东西，一个非常有用的一个东西。如果要不知道痛，让我们身体不知道痛，我们只是怎么知道身体上哪个部位出问题？
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 1.
我看一下哥林多后书，大家一起念一下，都不是很长。 我们在一起患难中，叫我们全为那些我们记住主耶稣的苦。这段经文就是刚才跟他朋友讲的，这个非常非常合在一起。
So now we get to pick up where we left off.
好，现在我们回顾了，我们现在向前展望，继续讲新的。
And the fourth investment was the investment of honor.
下一个就是我要讲的，就是在尊重还有敬重上面投入。
Let's read what Philippians 2 says.
我看那个菲律宾那个二，那大家一起跟我读啊，凡事不可跌倒，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，要存心谦卑。
Now let's look at Romans 12:10.
要看一下罗马书十二十，爱弟兄要彼此亲。
So what does it mean to honor someone, to revere them, to respect them, to put their desires above yours, to listen to them?By doing this, you've implemented two of the action steps I'm going to give you about this investment, and that is to respect and to cherish.
Okay, 什么是尊重？是敬仰，是对别人的敬仰，还是彬彬有礼、待物有道？是把别人放在自己的前面，去倾听他们的需要。是倾听他们需要。如果要这样子做的话，那就有两件事情我可以向大家推荐。第一件事情就是尊重，第二就是珍惜。
A definition I got out of a book is that you hold others in high esteem.
在一本书里面，我把这个尊重 respect 这个尊重这个词查了一下，这里面词就是把别人看得更重。
And in the book called The Gift of Honor, they had an interesting quote which you can see here. It says, "The lower the value we attach to a person, the easier." We can justify dishonoring them by negative words or treating them with disrespect.
这本书叫做《尊重之旅》。这本书里面呢，我看了一个很有趣的这个解释。他说呢，如果我们对一个人不尊重，我们对他不太当回事，那我们就会心安理得的自己去跟对他用那种无理的话，用那种无理的态度，这很容易做到。如果要是对他不尊重的话
，So ask yourself this question.Are you honoring your spouse?
问一下大家对自己的配偶是不是尊重有加
？Are you honoring your children?
你对你的孩子是不是尊重
？Your parents?
是不是对你的父母孝敬有加
？I believe Jesus makes it clear that honor is more than just words. It's not giving lip service. It's an action as well. He says in Matthew 15, "These people show honor to me with words."But their hearts are far from me.
在圣经里面，耶稣不止提到尊重，不仅是口头上，而且是行动，应该是更应该是行动上。他在马太15:15也这样说过：你们口里尊重我，但心里不然。
And second one is cherish.
第一个是尊重，刚才讲的。第二个就是珍惜。
Well, what about cherish?
什么是珍惜
？When I cherish my children, I honor them.
珍惜就是我们珍惜我们的孩子的时候
When I cherish my valued friends, I honor them.
对我们的至亲好友，当我对他尊重的时候，我会珍惜他。
In marriage, one of the things that I've learned that women want to be cherished.
在婚姻里面，我觉得很显而易见的，我学到了，我们的太太都希望被尊重、被体贴。
Men.Listen to me, guys.
Okay.
They want to be cherished, not changed.
Hey, 弟兄们，我们的太太们，他们让我们好好的呵护，并不是把他们改变。
And ladies?
Hey, 现在是太太们的。
Men want to be respected, not reconstructed.
我们这些先生要的也不多，只是一点点的尊严。也就是让你随便踢来踢去，重新做到的。
The next investment is the investment of faith.
下一个我们要讲的就是投资以信。
Faith says that with my children, with my spouse, with my valued others, that I bring Jesus into the relationship.
我所说的信心就是在我们这些关系里面，在跟太太、跟孩子、跟朋友、跟其他关系里面，是把耶稣带到这个关系里面，要有这个信心，要把这个信心种在这个关系里。
What if you approached your relationships by asking this question?
如果你在这个关系处理的时候，有一个人问你这样的一个问题，你会怎么样
？What can this valued other teach me?
你要想着这个另一方，我从他那里可以学到什么东西
？What can your spouse teach you?
你的太太、你的配偶会教给你什么东西
？And here are this parents.
家长们请注意。
What can your child teach you?
孩子们教我什么东西
？I mean, we need to think about how we are going to grow, and if we think we have all the answers, there's a thing called the Bible. You might want to open it. Number five is the investment of faith. I'm sorry, guys. Okay.
如果你要知道是怎样才能学到信心，有一件东西你可以做，就是你手里那本书，叫做圣经，你把它打开就可以了。
Alright, we'll look at Romans 1:12.
我看一下罗马书一十二，大家跟一起读一下，这样。
That's what fellowship is.
这就是传奇之所在的原因。
There's something rich and sweet about what we learn from each other.
就是关于我们在其他人的学习之中，我们得到丰富的一天。
You don't just come here and learn from whoever is teaching.
我们到这来并不是说谁在讲，就听谁。
And honestly, I don't think preaching really works.
作为一个在讲的讲员，他的这个讲啊，其实是一个很糟糕的事情。
I really don't.
是，我真不觉得这个是好事情。
This is not the best form of teaching.
这并不是最好的，就是传递福音。
5% of you will remember what I say.
只有50%的人。
If we were having a conversation, it would jump to 50%.
如果我们要有意义的回答，一下就变成。
But if you take what I say or what you hear or what you imagine in your own perception and put it to work, or try to teach someone else, 95% of you will learn.
Okay, 如果你要是把它理解，变成你自己的行为，你自己的实践，这样的话，就这样的百分率达到90%。
This is why I believe we learn more in the fellowship.
这就是我在觉得沟通这里面才能学的很多东西，就是我对于沟通和教育所心愿所致喜欢的地方。
We learn more from the investments.
我们从我们的投入和奉献之中得到过于回报，我们的学习，我们的知识。
I'm going to go off for a second. I recently did a study for my own growth. I'm a professional educator. I'm a professor. I'm a pastor. Pastor means teacher.
最近我为我自己的灵性增长，我做了一些自己的研究和学习。大家都知道，我是一个教授，我是一个教授，就是教人授业的事情。
I've taken some master's classes. I have a half a master's in education.
我学了一些研究生的课程，我也差不多快完成一半。
So I take teaching extremely seriously.
所以我把这个教授别人的事情看得很重，因为不想误人子弟。
The funny thing I've learned.Is that just because my students' eyes are glued to me doesn't mean they're listening.
当那个我的学生们眼睛一转不正的看着我，那并不说明什么问题，也说不定他什么都不想。
We learn that when we do assessments and they fail exams.
我怎么知道呢？因为我给他们那个考卷一出来，我就知道结果。
But the study was, I looked up the word preaching.And I looked up the word teaching.
然后我就看讲道和教授这两个词之间的区别。
Now maybe you can find it. So I'm not saying I'm 100% accurate, but I could not find the word preaching used without the word teaching. It always said preaching and teaching.
所以说，在这个我所看到里面，大家也可能是帮我一下，如果我要错的话，就是在这个两个词里面，就是误读，因为在圣经里面经常说是去传传递福音，是可以去讲道和教导这两个词不是在一起的，而就是 preaching and teaching。
But the word teaching is used alone.
但是教导这个事情，讲教导这个事情可以单独运用。
So apply some of that logic we all have.
所以说在这个这个逻辑思维里面，大家可以看到这一点微妙的东西。
Which one's the most important?
哪件事情最重要？
Preaching or teaching?
讲道还是教导？
And is teaching only done by preaching?
教导是不是可以单独可以这可以独成其事？
As the game show host would say, wrong, thank you for playing.
就是像那个电视里面有一个，就是你一回答问题就马上按键，不，你错。
Now we need to make opportunities, parents, look for opportunities to teach your children about God.
我们要在日常生活里面找到的机会，让去教导我们的孩子，去好好的引导他们。
Look for opportunities in your marriage to pray together.
在你的婚姻里面去找这样的机会，去寻找这样的机会，创造这样的机会，和你的配偶一起祷告。
Sandy and I used to pray together every night.
Sandy 和我几乎每夜。
And I can't tell you now the last time we prayed together.
不知道上次我祷告是什么时候，我都记不住，就是我好久没有祷告。
It's tough. I know it's tough. Personally, I know it's tough.
这样的坚持不懈、一如既往这样祷告，确实是很难，确实很难。
But we have to do this. We have to share these new learnings among one another in your friendship.Encourage people in your parenting. Encourage your child. If you are a child, encourage your parent. There's so much richness that we miss by lacking in relationship because we get busy with our own lives.
创造机会，我们人很难确实很难，但是也不能自那里而退。创造机会，与你的孩子与你的配偶分享，同时要小心，你的孩子也可以给予很多的分享。我们在过去里面，因为没有祷告，没有在一起的那个交流，我们失去了太多太多的这样有机会、有意义的时光在一起。
The big action step here is sharing Christ.
下面我要谈到很重要的，就是一大步向前推进，就是分享主耶稣。
The investment of faith says, "I'm going to share Christ."With those who are believers, of course, it's easier with them.
Yeah, 这里面有一个就是我要与信的一起谈福音，他这个也没什么了不起，这是很容易的。但是我要谈的是其他的。
And I bet you there's some of us here who haven't even talked about the greatest thing that's happened in their lives with their valued others.
Yeah, 在我们与志同亲友这些那个良朋友这个好或者这好朋友这个圈子。也许我们没有把我们人生里面最重要、最有意义的，在或者我们人生里面发生的这些事情，去跟别人一起分享、去传讲。
Some of us have never shared Christ with them.
有的人从来没讲过，一句话都没讲过。
And that confuses me a bit.
这样我觉得很奇了怪了。
If somebody in this room had a cure for AIDS, it would be spread very quickly, wouldn't it?
如果在座的有个人知道这个。解决根除癌症或者艾滋病的这个秘方，你会跟大家一起分享，跟这个世界一起分享。
Those of us who have been healed because of our Lord Jesus Christ, think of Him as a cure for AIDS, because death, the wages of sin, is permanent.
那这个在这个艾滋病和这个罪里面，这是一个共同的地方，就是罪的代价就是。所以说主老这个神就是解决我们罪的问题，像这些处理解决这个艾滋病的这个根源，这是一个平行的概念。
And some of the people that simply what keeps them from sharing Jesus is I'm afraid of being rejected or I'm afraid I won't be able to answer their questions or what if they ask me about prehistoric dinosaurs and are they in the Bible? Oh my God, I'm not equipped. I'm not ready.
那为什么我们会经常不愿意跟大家去传福音呢？好多都是因为害怕，因为担心被别人拒绝，担心跟那个很不好意思。我担心回答这个问题，回答不了那个问题。如果假如说是举个例子，就是如果有人问我，就史前那些恐龙，在那个圣经里面有没有存在？我怎么回答？我不知道。
And what if they ask you big theological questions like eschatology or Christology or hermeneutics or how many angels can fit in a phone booth? I don't know these answers.
如果要是有人问的更可怕的，就是如果有人问那些深奥的哲学的那个神学问题，提到那些那个神学的伟人，那一些很古怪的神学问题，就是一个电话亭里能放几个天使，这真是在过去有吗？这我都不知道。
That fear paralyzes us, doesn't it?
这个恐惧让我们麻痹，就是让我们瘫痪。
But the investment of faith in our valued others will get you past that.
这个刚才提到投资于信，投资于信，这个信就让你跳跃、超越这个难的这个困难。
So to challenge you, let's look at John 9.
那我们看一下约翰一书。
Not yet.That's John 4. I'm not putting the verse up, I'm just going to paraphrase it. Jesus just healed a blind man. Close your eyes. Put your hands over your eyes. Push a little bit. And that's probably the closest we can get to feeling like it's blind.
刚才我就建议大家把眼睛合一下，再睁一下，这也就是我们真正作为正常人所能理解的失去光明的这种痛苦，还有这种感觉。
So he heals this guy. Now it's like what we see now.
Yeah, 他把这个人治好了，他的生活里面从来没有光明，一直都是黑暗的世界。他现在就像我们一样可以看。
Now the blind man walks throughout the city and the people see this guy who used to be blind and now he sees and they find out that Jesus healed him and they start asking him questions like, who's the guy that healed you? Is he a sinner? I mean, who did he say he was or what does he think he is? And I love what the blind man says.
这个人呢就悠悠晃晃治好了以后就出城了，出城的时候这些好多人就跟着他一起问很多的他们很感兴趣的问题，那时候说哎，这个人是谁呀、啊、谁治好了你的、啊、他们知道那个耶稣是治好他的，他说这个人是罪人嘛，他说你觉得这个人怎么样，他自己说自己怎么样，一大堆的问题就问，这是最好的，就是这个下一个人的回答我最喜欢的，这些问题都很重要。
And listen to the power of his response.
听一下他回答多么有力。
The blind man answers and I put my own tone on it because I kind of thinking this might be how he said it.
Yeah, 我模仿他一下，我用我这个表演才模仿一下，就是我想着他怎样回答的。
We'll modernize it a little bit.
他把他那个翻现代化版。
Dude, man, I don't know if he's a sinner, but the one thing I do know is I'm not blind, I can see.
他回答就这样，他就说的，这些我都不知道。你讲这东西我都没法回答，但有件事情我就告诉你，你听着，就是说原来我不可以见，我的世界是黑暗的，然后我是眼见光明。
I don't know how many angels can fit in a phone booth.
我不知道一个电话亭能放几个天使。
But I know Jesus loves me.
但我知道耶稣爱我。
I know he's changed me.
我知道耶稣改变了。
I never heard the term eschatology. Don't care. I know Jesus loves me and Jesus saved me.
那些神学术语我不知道，但是我知道一件事情，神爱我。
Does it matter whether dinosaurs were in the Bible or not? I don't know. Jesus loves me, and he saved me.
有没有那个史前恐龙在圣经里面又有何妨？我只知道神爱我。
Everyone can argue every logical point.
每个人在逻辑上都可以翻来覆去的讨论和诡辩，这没问题。
I'm a firm believer in creation.I have lots of answers. I've done lots of studies. And I've gone toe-to-toe with some scientists and made them think. But I always win an argument when I give my testimony.
Oh, okay. 因为我的个人缘故， 我这做了很多研究，我对于这些历史上的事情、这些逻辑上的事情，跟这些科学家也面对面针锋相对的在一起讨论过，而且我从来没有输过，因为我没有输，是因为最后我不是给出我的辩论，而是给我个人见证。
If you walk out of here with one thing, remember that no one can deny what you've experienced with Christ.
大家知道这边一个很蹊跷、很大方的一个事情，就是在座的或者是外面的人，没有一个人可以跟你去争辩，或者是推翻你说，这是我生命里面所改变的。That's very powerful.
I think the best witnesses in the world, the best witness to the non-believer is a quality relationship.
我只知道具有效的和不信人的接触和对他们的改变，最好的就是和他们的关系。
Having a quality relationship with God and then attempting to have a quality relationship with the other person.
要说的 quality 这里我刚才忘记翻译了， quality 就是良好的关系。这里面良好的关系指的是两方面，一直是你和他之间良好的关系，和你和神之间的通畅的良好的关系。
And Jesus told his disciples, he says, other people will know that you are my followers by the love you have for one another.
耶稣说，因为你们之间彼此相爱，所以其他人知道你是我的跟从者。
People will know that you are Christians by the way you love.
外面的人知道我们是基督徒，因为如果看到我们之间互相的爱。
Now here's an old cliche. They don't care what you know. They want to know that you care.
这个有句俗话，俗语说的话，他不管你知道什么，或者你谁知道谁，但是有一点，他知道这个动词，就是他知道你在关心。
As I challenge you, I also challenge myself that we need to make these.Investments in the valued others, and I want us all to remember that God has already made these investments in us.
对这个最重要的框，就是最重要的经典，就是精华之所在，就是我要讲，就是并不是我跟他其他的关系里面，我们投入和奉献，和奉献出来的，投入和奉献，而且神在我们的里面已经投入和。
And the five are the investment of interest.God is interested in us and he hears our prayers.
上帝对我们情之所住，我们可以见到，在我们的祈祷里面，在我们祷告里面，我们都可以看到。
The investment of acceptance.
关于接受接纳，上帝对我们的接纳，我们可以欣然接受。
God accepts us as we are. We don't have to change before we come to God. He changes us when we get there.
在我们不需要改变，就像刚才说的，接纳是无条件的。是我就是上帝呢，他不需要我们改变，在我们到他那里，他会改变我们。
We surrender to change.
我们降服，我们服服。
The investment of experience. We have a journey with God.
在关于这个同舟共济、风雨同舟的这事情上，我们在我们的人生的旅途上，是灵性的旅途上，与上帝是旅途良友。
Choose a journey of pain or a journey of joy.
这是拣选，是。痛苦的旅程还是幸福的旅程，
I have a question that I'm now living as much as I can by it that I learned about 4 years ago.
我四年前就学到一个东西，现在我还是记忆犹新，每日做什
么。God, what are you trying to teach me in this situation?
上帝，在这个环境里面，你在教导我。
Some horrible things happen in our lives. Losing jobs, parents dying, parents falling and breaking hips, children getting hurt, etc., etc., etc. There's a lot of pain. And that question's changed it for me. The next one is an investment of honor. How does he honor us? He gives us a new name. He calls us children of God.
我们说过，就是关于最后一个，我们说过讲的是关于那个尊重，有比较这个尊重嘛，上帝帮我照顾他的孩子，这就是他对我们的尊重。
And the last one is the investment of faith.
就是关于信心的投入和奉献。
We share in a relationship with God through faith. We don't share in a religion. We share in a relationship.
这里说的我们和上帝的关系并不是宗教的关系，而是个人的，而且是这种灵性里面的关系。
So let's look at this passage. 1 John 4.
我们看一下刚才把这个约翰福音，约翰一书第四。真的不是我们爱神，我们一起读好。大家，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们做赎祭，这就是爱。
So go, make investments in the future of the valued people in your life, and then extend the number of people you value. Invest your time in them.That is the kind of love that they want, and that is the kind of love that they deserve.
要出去啊，行动。首先是为你的好朋友们，再为他们的人生旅途，为他们的灵性上的旅途，奉献你的时间，然后把这个圈子扩大，你投入你的精力。他们需要你的奉献投入，他们也深深的佩服你的劳苦善功。
So let me close with a reminder of the first two questions I asked.
今天我们以两个问题来结束今天祷告。
As you grow older in Christ,
你成长了。
Are your values changing?
在你在神里面成长过程，你的价值观念有没有改变？
Is the real you, your spirit, maturing and growing?
更要问的是你的真我，也就是那灵魂，有没有长大、成长、成熟？
And then the second question is,
第二个问题。
Are you spiritually the same as you were?When you first came to Christ.
就是此时此刻，你的信心和你出现的时候，是不是依然如旧，更改如旧？
I pray that you reevaluate who you are in Him, which means you redetermine your priorities as a follower, and you redetermine continuously what or who you value.
OK, 我在这里谢谢为诸位祷告，就在神里面重新评估自己，重新排列自己人生的顺序，作为神的主的基督徒，我们重新审视一下，我们是何为本，我们要把这个对于我们所爱所珍惜这些人的对他们的投资，一如既往的继续下去。
Amen. You want to get on the boat and get out of here?
OK.
我们感谢 Pastor 给我们讲解神的话语，用循序渐进的方式教导我们如何过基督徒。